Torre Civica, the Civic Tower. To the right of the town hall, there is another unusual work by the Milanese architect and designer Alessandro Medini, a forerunner of Italian postmodernism. The Torre Civica, or Civic Tower, is a cone divided by a horizontal split. In the upper part, two coloured wings are arranged diagonally across two semicones. The interplay between the two semicones and the wings gives the sculpture its special character. The cone is monochrome, and the construction is designed to emphasise its height and upwards force, while the wings are coloured and arranged diagonally. The two wings are a clear reference to the shape of Ghibellina's town plan, which, as you will recall, is in the shape of two butterfly wings, demonstrating the depth of the artistic roots in the urban fabric. The most profound characteristic of Ghibellina may well be that of an art gallery en plein air. But it is a gallery whose exhibits have been specially created to be positioned there, connected to the social and cultural reality of their setting and to the events that went before them and to the town's historical memory. Like many ancient towers before, the Civic Tower highlights, in its postmodern form, the town's relationship with time. In the original design, indeed, computer-processed recordings of local country folk songs were supposed to have echoed throughout the town every 4 hours during the day. If you look carefully at the tower, you'll see that loudspeakers have been embedded in its structure. It's a pity that this function is no longer in operation, because from what was truly a dynamic work, the tower has now become a classic example of a structure to be looked at and nothing more. We hope that on your next visit to Ghibellina, it will be possible to hear these attractive sounds once more. With your back to the town hall, when you're standing in the centre of the square, you should now look to the right, and you will see a large work by Fausto Melotti, standing slightly apart from and above the other works. If your curiosity has been aroused, follow the path taking you uphill to the sculpture. It's a series of curved iron panels with bits cut away, arranged so that you can go inside the construction. It seems almost like a trap, but the idea is to enjoy the play of light and unusual glimpses of the town afforded by the panels. The Monument to the Carabinieri, the National Police. Behind the town hall and opposite the current Carabinieri barracks, you'll see a memorial sculpture by Giuseppe Uncini. He worked mainly among Roman circles and is one of the leading founders of the group Uno. His work shows an interest in investigating the effects of different materials, and concrete in particular. Here, he's created a minimalist work as a sign of mourning and memorial to a young policeman, Niccolò Canella, who died in 1968 while giving help to victims of the earthquake. It's made up of two intersecting panels, one light grey and opaque, and the other in dark grey with a shiny finish. In its simplicity, the work represents an austere tribute to the sacrifice of the young man giving his life in helping others.